AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A break in Donald Trump's hush money trial allowed the Republican presidential candidate to briefly return to the campaign trail. Ed Donahue has a report.
In Waukesha, Wisconsin, a day after he was held in contempt of court and threatened with jail time for violating a gag order, Trump talked about the judge in his trial, Juan Mershon.
There's no crime. I have a crooked judge. He's a totally conflicted judge. And I come, you know, it's unfortunately, it's a 95% or so Democrat area. Other than that, things are wonderful.
The gag order does not include comments about the judge. Trump claims the White House is behind the cases against him in an attempt to undermine his campaign.
People get it. Most importantly, people get it. And my poll numbers are higher than they've ever been.
People in the crowd in Waukesha say the former president is being unfairly prosecuted. One said it's a trial looking for a crime. I'm Ed Donahue.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has told Israeli leaders the time is now for a ceasefire deal with Hamas that would free hostages and bring a pause to the war. But the sides remain far apart over whether it should end the war. Administrators and campus police at UCLA are being criticized for not acting quickly to stop an attack by counter-demonstrators on a pro-Palestinian encampment. No one was arrested. At least 15 protesters suffered injuries. The Arizona legislature has approved the repeal of a 19th century law that bans nearly all abortions in the state. Meantime, Florida's six-week abortion ban went into effect today. In Boca Raton, Dr. Leah Roberts is concerned.
I know that there are definitely OBGYNs who are moving out of state. We're going to have less access to care for our general population, even if it's just basic maternity care or normal OBGYN care, because people are leaving.
And in Wisconsin, police shot and killed a student outside a middle school after receiving a report of someone with a weapon. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call in sound from WKOW.
The subject in this case never gained entry to the school building during the incident.
This is AP News. Prosecutors are asking for a September trial to retry former movie producer Harvey Weinstein for rape. Margie Zaraletta has the latest.
One of Harvey Weinstein's accusers from his 2020 rape case was in the courtroom when he appeared before a judge on Tuesday. Prosecutors say she is prepared to testify again, while the other woman involved in the case is unsure, according to her attorney. Weinstein's lawyer, Arthur Idala, told reporters getting Weinstein out on bail is complicated, but Weinstein did not make trouble in jail.
He's an older, sickly man who was not a threat to anybody.
Prosecutors say the New York Court of Appeals decision that dismissed the conviction means they can't use evidence used in the first trial, but they believe they have a strong case. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And guitarist Duane Eddy has died at the age of 86. Known for a twangy electric sound on hits such as Rebel Rouser. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.